life and see good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My beloved people, what is St. Peter telling us in his epistle this morning? St. Peter is telling us that if any of us who want to obtain joy or the peace of a good conscience, we must do certain good things and refrain from other evil things. And St. Peter tells us that we must refrain from doing these certain other evil things. We shall not render evil for evil, or railing for railing. And we shall not let our tongue speak evil. And we shall decline from doing evil. As Almighty God Himself has given us the Ten Commandments, and in those Ten Commandments, He tells us to refrain from doing evil things. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And there are other thou shalt nots. But St. Peter also tells us that we must do certain good things, as Almighty God has told us in His commandments to do certain good things. To love Him with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our whole soul. To love our neighbor as ourself. To honor our mother and our father. And to keep holy the Lord's day. So refraining from evil things is not enough, but it is a beginning. It is like in the sacrament of penance, in the confessional, to be sorry for our sins because we dread the punishment of hell and the loss of heaven is sufficient for the forgiveness of our sins. But to be sorry for our sins because they offend Almighty God, who is all love, is so much more greater. To refrain from doing evil because we dread punishment is sufficient. But to refrain from doing evil because we do not want to offend Him whom we love is so much greater. Fear is the beginning of wisdom, but love is the fulfillment of wisdom. It is like us as children. A lot of times we do things for our parents out of fear of punishment. And as we grow older, we begin to realize we do these things out of love. not out of punishment. God did not put us here on this earth that we would cower and fear him. He put us on this earth to love him. And as St. Peter tells us, in order for us to reach this joy, this peace of a good conscience, we must not only seek after peace, but pursue it. There is a difference there. When we seek something, we can make big dreams and fantasies that we already have it. But in reality, we have nothing. But to pursue something, we are actually going after it. The path we are to take and the goal we are to reach, our blessed Lord preached to us in his gospel, and his apostles explained his gospel to us in their epistles. They explained how we are to do this and why we are to avoid that. But we will not reach our goal, which is heaven, which is Almighty God. We will not reach this goal until we take that first step in the path of salvation. It is like a man who wants to reach a certain city or a certain country. He pulls out the maps and books and learns all about this city and country. He determines his route there or sees how other people had gotten there. But until he takes that first step out his front door, that certain city or country is just a dream, a puff of smoke. Until we start, we cannot end. Until we begin, we cannot finish. The reason there are so few great people in the world is because so many people do not take that first step. They build castles in the sky. They have fantasies and dreams of great and wonderful things. But until they take that first step to begin it, it is just that, a puff of smoke, a dream. So we must take that first step on the path of salvation. That is why there are so few saints in the church, is because so many of us do not take that first step to holiness, to sanctity. We can read all the spiritual books on how to do it. We can completely memorize the Gospels of our Lord. We can quote eminent theologians. But until we ourselves take that step, we will never reach our goal it is like, again, the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. All 10 of them had as their goal the wedding feast, the marriage feast. But 5 were dreamers, and 5 took that first step and took that extra oil with them. They took that step and they entered into the wedding feast. All 10 had the dream, but 5 were wise enough to take that step, to get to their goal. The other 5 had that dream, and yet that is all that it was to them, a dream. They had no intention of fulfilling that dream. They did not take that step. It is also like, as our Lord said, everyone wants to get to heaven. Everyone calls out, Lord, Lord. But what did he say? Only those who do the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom. Only those who take that first step on the path of salvation, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Everyone can dream about it, but until we take that step, it is just a puff of smoke. So, my beloved people, let not the dream of heaven be a puff of smoke to us. Let us take that first step, and then another. It is with our Lord and the resurrection. We all want to enjoy the resurrection of our blessed Lord, but until he took that first step on Calvary, he would never have gotten to the resurrection. And our Lord tells us to take the same path, for it is the only path to the resurrection. So we must pick up our cross as our Lord picked up his cross and take that first step. It hurts, yes, but only for a small amount of time. We see, especially as we grow older, how fast time flies by. We are here on this earth, but for an instant. And once we die, eternity lasts forever. 100 billion years is just but the beginning of eternity. And are we willing to exchange 70, 80, 90 years for eternity? So, my beloved people, let us take that first step. We know what it involves. We know that it hurts. Yet we also know that our Lord is there with us. And we also know that there is the resurrection. And we shall enjoy that resurrection. We shall enter that wedding feast if we take that little extra oil with us, my beloved people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.